AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Senate Democrats are ready to reject the government funding bill for the 10th time. They are insisting they won't back away from demands that Congress take up health care benefits. And AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on a judge's order blocking federal layoffs.
The ruling in San Francisco came as the shutdown entered its third weeks and days after the administration started sending layoff notices. The judge says the cuts appear to be illegal and politically motivated. Roughly 2 hours later,
it's thousands of people and it's you know, billions of dollars. We're getting rid of a lot of things that we never wanted.
President Trump again seized on the shutdown as a gift from Democrats, a way for his administration to slash their preferred programs. Federal labor unions had asked the judge to stop new layoff notices and implementation of those already issued. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Vice President J.D. Vance is dismissing bipartisan outrage over a young Republican group chat that included racist and offensive messages. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the vice president should know that violent political rhetoric is wrong no matter which side it comes from.
Vice President Vance yesterday amazingly seemed to excuse these vile texts as just a college group chat. And refused to join the pearl clutching. That is outrageous. Leave it to J.D. Vance to preach about violent political rhetoric only when it serves his interests, and then ignore or excuse it when it comes from his own side.
The Young Republican National Federation has called for those involved to step down from the organization and described the exchanges first reported by Politico as unbecoming of any Republican. This is AP News. A team of the greatest players in women's college basketball history has been selected as part of a season-long 50th anniversary celebration. Correspondent Gavin Coolball reports.
UConn is the number one team in the country in the Associated Press Top 25 preseason women's basketball poll. Coach Chino Auriemma is optimistic about another season with high expectations.
It does feel like you're never supposed to lose here. So sometimes the fear of, losing, it's like going to the dentist.
The Huskies received 27 first-place votes from a 31-member national media panel. UConn, led by Sarah Strong and AZ Fudd, is ranked number one in the preseason for the 13th time since 1995. South Carolina, last season's runner-up, is second and received the other four first-place votes. UCLA and Texas are third and fourth, with LSU fifth. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.